Max is 4 years old. He's in preschool and learning how to read and spell.
M-A-X.
Max, like many other kids, gets to play games on his mom and dad's iPhone and iPad, and he navigates it like a pro.
Dora. Dora's ABCs.
Dora, skywriting ABCs.
Max's mom, Dawn Ferdinand, has a younger child as well. She says educational apps have been helpful as a learning tool for both kids. As 2-year-old Theo plays with analog toys on the floor, Ferdinand says she's seen a benefit from letting Max play electronic word games.
I mean, he's only 4, but I see him pointing out letters in print, like on signs and in, you know, newspapers or books that are laying around. So I think the fact that he's tracing these letters as he's playing these games, it's actually helping him to identify them out in the real world, which is really exciting to see.
Technology isn't going anywhere. If anything, it will continue to become more pervasive as even preschools begin to use iPads and other new technologies. Sue Polajak is Director of Programming for the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, or PACEY. She says the use of technology can be a strong tool when used appropriately.
When it's interactive, there's, you know, a lot of talk about interactive and passive media. When you just hand, you know, a child an iPad or an iPhone and there's no conversation around that or any guidance or having any dialogue, that's passive. The child is just passively sitting there playing a game. But when you interact with that child, when you talk about the, you know, if they're playing an app, talk about the app, talk about what they've learned, talk about what's happening now.
The differentiation between passive and interactive is key, according to experts. While research is still developing around children and learning apps, most studies agree that children learn best when they work with others. Dawn Ferdinand says Max rarely gets free rein on electronic gadgets.
We like to be in the room with him when he's doing it. If we're not sitting right next to him, we're around and we're, you know, watching him go through and sort of getting him to reiterate like what he's doing. Like, Max, what letter is that? And, you know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah? Is it fun for you?
Yeah.
Still, some who are not completely comfortable with the ever-present nature of technology fear that when kids get older, they'll become technology zombies who do nothing but sit and stare at screens. To that end, many studies do recommend time limits for use of screened devices. Many parents talked to for this story do set time limits, including Ferdinand.
Whenever he's in front of these screens, we keep it very, you know, like there's a time limit. He can't just sit there and do it for hours and hours. So, we don't want them to be sitting there staring at screens, even, you know, TV or iPads and the like. So I think it is a fear because it's like you have to get outside and you have to talk to people too. So
while Max works the iPad with ease, it's notable that his 2-year-old brother can do the same.
The kids learned how to unlock the iPhones pretty early on. They saw us swiping our finger across the screen, so they picked up on that pretty quickly.
According to PACEY's Sue Polajak, there's a term for kids like Max and Theo.
Children today, technology is part of their world, so we're calling them digital natives. They don't know anything differently around technology. They know about iPads. They can swipe an iPhone. Anyone who is a little bit older, we're called digital immigrants. It's not something that we've been born into.
In 2012, PACEY's National Group and the Fred Rogers Company released a position statement on this issue. It states, among other things, that the appropriate use of technology and interactive media is an effective tool to support learning and development. Special considerations must be given to the use of technology with infants and toddlers. The position statement goes on to say ongoing research and professional development is needed. Roberta Schomburg is a senior fellow at the Fred Rogers Company and helped craft the document. She says while technology isn't new, it's ever evolving. It no longer means only a computer and videos. Schomburg says the advent of touchscreens was a complete game changer for technology for small children.
It made technology so much more accessible to them. They didn't have to have the eye-hand coordination or the cognitive understanding that's needed to use a mouse to move a cursor that will then make something happen. They just touched the screen and something happened.
Schomburg says using the technology available should be dependent upon the individual child.
There are many, many positive ways that screens can add to our lives, but we have to have some caution as well and think about whether it's appropriate for this particular child in this particular context, and does the content match?
Some common concerns surrounding young children and technology include a lack of patience, not developing proper writing skills, addiction to technology, and inactivity or obesity. Schomburg says such concerns are not necessarily new.
We've heard these same arguments about television, about the telephone, you know, about any new invention that comes along. There are always concerns.
She says making sure a child doesn't experience negative effects of technology use comes down to balance.
You know, I don't think that children need to be connected to the screens all the time, nor do I think adults need to be connected to their screens all the time. It's fine to say, time out for me, time out for you. We're just going to put these things away for now.
Schomburg also recognizes that sometimes a parent will simply hand their child a smartphone or tablet and let them play by themselves, either while they prepare dinner or are trying to keep their child quiet at a restaurant. Parent Don Ferdinand says that's just a reality.
Sometimes you just need to get something done around the house. So, okay, here, watch Netflix for, you know, two shows or whatever. So, you know, we do have to use that every once in a while. So
many researchers, including Schomburg, agree.
My own daughter will say, I'm sorry, you know, when I'm trying to fix a meal, it's much better for her to be doing something than being distracted and something get burned or something. So I understand that.
Back at Ferdinand's, Max and Theo have taken turns with the iPad and seem content to go back to playing with some of the many toys available to them, including a figure of Woody from Toy Story. Still, the allure of even more old-school technology, like a microphone, is just too much for Max to resist.
Somebody, what do you need to report?
It's a rainy day in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
The biggest takeaway is technology itself is not considered bad for child development. Rather, it depends on how it's used. Some ongoing challenges include bridging the digital divide, making sure children in poorer homes and districts have access to newer technologies, and ensuring research and professional development keeps pace with emerging technologies. In the end, though, experts agree that appropriate play, be it with old-fashioned blocks or an iPad, can help children learn. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.